Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly bombarded by expectations from yourself, your family, your work? It's enough to make you want to pull the covers over your head and hibernate until it all blows over, right? Today, we're tackling a superpower that can help us weather any storm. Self-compassion. Now, before you click away thinking this is some touchy-feely, hippy-dippy stuff, let me tell you, this isn't about letting yourself off the hook or becoming a pushover. This is about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer to a good friend going through a rough patch. And trust me, that friend would be your best bet in these situations. They've got your back, they get you, and they wouldn't judge you for having an off day or making a mistake. That's the kind of inner dialogue we want to cultivate, people. Here's the deal. Self-compassion is a game changer. It helps us manage stress, bounce back from setbacks, build resilience, and even improve our relationships. And the coolest part? It's a skill you can learn and strengthen over time. Think of it as mental fitness training for your soul. Here are 5 power moves to unlock that inner wellspring of compassion. 1. Recognize your humanity. We're all human, folks. We mess up, we stumble, we have days where the only thing going right is our caffeine intake. Accepting this fundamental truth is crucial. It's like that scene in Mean Girls when Regina George realizes she's not actually on top of everything a beautiful moment. 2. Talk to yourself like you talk to your best friend. Imagine your bestie just bombed a presentation or spilled coffee all over their white shirt. What would you say? Probably something encouraging and supportive, right? Treat yourself with that same level of kindness when you make mistakes or face challenges. Ditch the harsh self-criticism and opt for a little pep talk instead. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever find yourself caught in a spiral of negative thoughts? Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on your mental chatter. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Try a simple breathing exercise or focus on your senses, the feel of the sun on your skin, the taste of your coffee, the sound of birds chirping. It'll ground you and help you detach from those self-critical thoughts. 4. Cultivate gratitude. When we focus on what we have rather than what we lack, our mindset shifts dramatically. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be anything from a warm cup of tea to a supportive friend to a sunny day. Gratitude is like a mental vitamin booster. 5. Forgive yourself and others. Holding on to grudges and past mistakes weighs us down. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about releasing the anger and resentment that keeps you stuck in the past. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, including you. Ever had one of those days where everything felt like it was going wrong? Maybe you spilled your coffee, missed a deadline, or had a disagreement with someone you care about. Picture this. You're rushing to work, already running late, 1 a.m. You trip and spill your entire cup of coffee all over yourself. Now, imagine that instead of berating yourself for being clumsy, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the mishap, and say to yourself, "Okay, this is annoying, but it's just coffee. I can handle this." You change into clean clothes, order another coffee, and head into work with a renewed sense of calm. You might even get a chuckle out of the whole situation later. See how self-compassion changes everything? So, there you have it, 5 power moves to unlock the incredible superpower of self-compassion. Remember, treating yourself with kindness and understanding is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It's about recognizing your humanity, embracing your imperfections, and showing up for yourself with the same love and support you'd offer to anyone else. Take these tools and put them into practice today. You might be surprised at how much they can change your outlook in your life. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder that it's okay to be human, make mistakes, and treat themselves with a whole lot of love. Until next time, keep rocking that self-compassion vibe.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.